mobile massage service gets shut down. Welcome, friends, and welcome to Side Hustle School. In this week's Failure Friday segment, we're going to hear from the owner of a mobile massage service who sets up shop in front of a busy mall, only to get shut down by the mall management. Turns out you can't just, in fact, set up in front of a mall because they own that space, or at least they own the right to sell or solicit business in that area. It seemed like a good idea because there's lots of customers there, but you know that's not quite how it works. There are some more steps to it. And that's why we have this segment known as Failure Friday, to look at mistakes, missteps, disasters, and of course, failure, all the things that don't go well. And I want you to understand that there's always a way to recover. I want you to understand that you can learn from these mistakes to perhaps prevent them yourself, or just to help you understand that not every project works immediately. Sometimes you do need to regroup, and that is okay. So without further ado, let's hear today from Jason. Jason owns this mobile massage service. He had what he calls a simple idea, and it just got a little bit more complicated along the way. Well, specifically, he ran into one big challenge, which he shall tell you about, and I'll come back at the end with a quick wrap-up.
Hey, I'm Jason, and I own a mobile massage service. My business model is simple. Bring quick, relaxing massages to people on the go, wherever they need it the most. I'd been operating at festivals, farmers markets, and outdoor events, and it was going well. So when I saw the constant foot traffic outside a local mall, I thought I'd found a gold mine of potential customers. It seemed like the perfect spot. Shoppers, stressed from hours of browsing, could stop by for a 10 or 15 minute massage. I figured the convenience of my service right outside the mall doors would be exactly what people needed. With my van parked nearby, I set up a sign and a chair right by the entrance, ready to offer walk-in massages to anyone who needed a break. At first, it was going well. People were curious, a few even stopped by, and I thought I'd tapped into something brilliant, but it wasn't long before I ran into trouble. On day two, just as business was starting to pick up, a security officer approached me. I figured they were just curious about what I was doing, but it quickly became clear that I was in the wrong. The mall management wasn't happy with me setting up right outside the entrance. Apparently, the mall had strict policies about vendors operating on or near their property, and I had violated them. I thought that because I wasn't technically inside the mall, I didn't need permission, but I was wrong. Even though I was on public property, the mall controlled the area and had agreements in place about who could do business there. Within a few minutes, I was asked to pack up and leave, even though I had a potential customer waiting. I had no choice. My plan to take advantage of the foot traffic was shut down just as it was starting to gain traction. You know, looking back, though, I realize I underestimated the importance of getting the proper approvals before setting up my mobile service. I assumed that because I was mobile, I could set up anywhere as long as I wasn't in anyone's way. But businesses, especially malls, have strict rules about who can operate near their entrances. They protect their own vendors and often don't allow unauthorized services like mine. In hindsight, it seems obvious, but I was so focused on the potential to attract customers that I missed this crucial step. I learned the hard way that just because a location seems like a great idea doesn't mean it's free to use for business. There are always permissions, rules, and regulations to consider. Since that incident, I've been much more careful about where I set up my mobile massage service.
Hey, Jason, thank you for sharing the story. Never confuse a single defeat for a final defeat. That's what I share with all of our Failure Friday storytellers and our listeners. You just made a mistake. It's okay. And I think in these situations, you also might as well try sometimes, right? Because in some cases, maybe it's fine, right? Not to say that's how you should always do it. You know, the whole forgiveness rather than permission thing. But often with a lot of side hustle stories, we hear that is a valid approach. Anyway, sounds like Jason has regrouped and has a better plan to move forward. Listeners, I hope you also have a good plan going forward. We are in the midst of the holiday season, which I know can be very busy. So if your business is just rolling along, that's awesome. If you have gotten a little bit off track or don't have much time to devote to it, I totally understand. A new year is right around the corner, so there's always a chance to regroup here in a couple weeks. Whatever situation you're in, I'm cheering you on, wishing you the best. SideHustleSchool.com for some resources. New episodes coming out every day, as always, completely free. Thank you for being there. My name is Chris Gillipo. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project. From the Onward Project.